Churchill's Shadow, Combat and Consequence After the Admiralty. Winston Churchill, a name synonymous with defiance and leadership during Britain's darkest hour, is often celebrated for his wartime premiership. Yet, the narrative of Churchill's public life reveals a period of significant, yet less chronicled military engagement after his tumultuous tenure as First Lord of the Admiralty. The First Lord of the Admiralty is a position of immense power, akin to being the head of the Navy. Churchill's first stint in this role, from 1911 to 1915, ended in disgrace following the Gallipoli campaign. The disaster led to his resignation and a period of deep personal and political crisis. However, rather than retreating into obscurity, Churchill, driven by an unyielding spirit and a profound sense of duty, sought to re-engage with the military, this time on the front lines. When World War I erupted, Churchill, though out of the Admiralty, was far from idle. In 1915, he resigned his government post and, to the surprise of many, volunteered for active service. This wasn't a purely ceremonial role. Churchill actively sought combat. He was appointed lieutenant colonel and given command of the 6th Battalion of the Royal Scots Fusiliers on the Western Front. Imagine the scene: the stench of cordite, the perpetual damp chill seeping into one's bones, the distant rumble of artillery that never truly ceased. Churchill, a man of privilege and intellectual prowess, was now immersed in the brutal reality of trench warfare. He shared the same cramped dugouts, the same meager rations, and the same omnipresent threat of death as his men. His letters and diaries from this period paint a vivid picture of a leader grappling with the visceral experience of war. He described the mud, the rats, the constant fear, and the grim camaraderie that binds soldiers together. He was not merely observing, he was participating. One notable instance of Churchill's direct combat involvement occurred during the Battle of Loos in September 1915. While commanding his battalion, he led them into the fray, enduring heavy shelling and rifle fire. He later recounted his experiences, not with bravado, but with a somber reflection on the courage and sacrifice he witnessed. His presence on the front lines, however brief, was a significant departure from the armchair general stereotype. He was, for a time, a soldier among soldiers. However, his time in the trenches was relatively short-lived. By May 1916, he was recalled to London and appointed Minister of Munitions, marking a return to political life. Yet, the experience had profoundly shaped him. The horrors he witnessed, and the bonds he forged with the men under his command, would undoubtedly influence his later pronouncements on war and leadership. The period following his resignation from the Admiralty, and particularly his active service in World War I, demonstrated a complex and multifaceted Churchill. It was a chapter where he sought not just to strategize from afar, but to feel the pulse of conflict firsthand. This combat experience, though not defining his entire career, provided him with a visceral understanding of warfare that informed his strategic thinking and his powerful oratory in the years that followed, most notably during World War II. His willingness to step down from a high-ranking political office to embrace the dangers of the front lines underscores a deeply ingrained, perhaps even restless, desire for direct engagement with national crises. It was a testament to his belief that leadership sometimes requires sharing the burden of those who fight. Churchill's shadow, therefore, extends beyond the halls of power and into the very trenches he once commanded, a reminder that even the most prominent figures have chapters of personal engagement that shape their enduring legacies.